In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, we have a new president-elect, but I need you to know we need to pray for him every single day, that he do the right thing. This is so important that we pray for him. The Bible says that we should pray for those people who are our rulers, and we need to pray for Mr. Trump that he would do the will of God. He's been elected. Now we want him to do the will of God. So pray for Mr. Trump. Put him in your prayer list every day. The 12th chapter of Romans says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, why does the Bible say to present our bodies unto God, our whole beings unto God? I'll tell you, I'm going to read a little from chapter 8. Why? I'll tell you, for now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Present your bodies a living sacrifice of praise. What the law could not do, because it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh of Jesus. Offer yourself a living sacrifice of praise. But if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Yes. The Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and in me. We should offer our bodies a living sacrifice of praise. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are children of God through the blood of Jesus. We need to offer our lives and our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. Oh, yes. We cry out, Daddy, Father, Papa, Father. The same spirit crying out. Because God is our Papa, we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice of praise. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Hallelujah. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. Me too. So, there are many reasons why we should offer ourselves as living sacrifices of praise. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies the living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It is not enough to be baptized, and it is not enough to accept Jesus. We must present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's reasonable. Why? For all the things that God has done for us, for all the things that God has done in Jesus for us, for all the good things that God has called us to be children of God through the blood of the Lamb. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world. We are not to be like the world. We are to be God's people. We are to be Christians. We are to love one another as he has loved us. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, through the Holy Spirit, of course, that ye may prove what is good
what is acceptable and what is the perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to the world. The world as we know it is passing away. It tells us a whole lot of lies. You've got to be rich in order to be good. You're not pretty enough. You're too weak. Do not be conformed to the world. For I say, through the grace given unto me, Paul says, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. In other words, we are not to think of ourselves standing on the top rim of the ladder. We are to think of ourselves in, with, and through Jesus Christ. That we are the weak of the world that he has chosen to bring the gospel to many. Don't think of yourself too highly, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, just as I was preparing this today, I realized that I am not able to do these things without the anointing of God. You might say, oh yes, you can. No, I can't. I can't. I can't tell you, I can't do anything without the anointing of God. If you only knew what I asked God to help me for and with, you wouldn't believe it. Because I know I cannot do anything without the grace of God. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So Paul's going to talk about different gifts that God has given. So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone are members one or another. In other words, you may have the gift of prophecy. You are to prophesy according to your faith. You might have the gift of giving. Do it with liberality. You might have the gift of mercy. You just do it for the sake of God. Let's continue. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. In other words, any gift that you have and that I have has been given to us by the grace of God. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor what is evil and cleave to that which is good. Cleave to Jesus. Cleave to Jesus. Oh yes, the gifts have been given to us through the grace of God. We should not be jealous about gifts given to people. They have been given these gifts to upbuild the body of Christ. Gifts are given so that we might edify the church and edify people. You know, when someone prays for healing, and we had at the Days of Glory, I had the healing workshop, and we saw almost everyone healed in that workshop. There were only about 30 or 40 of us, and we saw God doing that. But it was God doing it. It wasn't me that did it. I didn't do that. I can't make people better. We had a lady who came in with a crutch, and her knee was completely healed, as I called it out. And then it kind of got bad again, and she put her hand on it herself. We didn't do that. We didn't put our hands on her. We declared healing. And as we declared healing, you know what happened? She was healed. And then it seemed to be going away, and she put her hand on her knee, and it came back, and she was healed of the knee, and she didn't need the crutch anymore. And not only that, her eyes were healed and her ears were healed. I'm telling you, God does these things. And God does these things to edify the church and to bless people. No need for competition. No need for jealousy. The gifts have been given to us by the grace of God. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. In other words, we need to care for one another, and we need to prefer other people
than ourselves.
Not being slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We are called to serve the Lord in whatever position we are in. Whether we have these gifts or don't have these gifts, we are called to serve the Lord. You say, I'm in the bed. You are called to serve the Lord through prayer. If you do not believe that, pray for me, because your prayer is powerful.
Rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, and instant in prayer. How we need to be instant in prayer. Oh yes, we have a new elected president, but we need to pray for him. We need to pray for him. We need to sacrifice that he lead the nation in a great and awesome way, because he can't do it on himself. He can't do it on himself. He needs the power of God to rule the nation. We need to pray for him, so that God would bestow on him the gift of leading from in front of us and leading into the form of God's grace, distributing to the necessity of the saints. Yes, how we need to be generous to people who are already Christians. Given to hospitality, that is a gift that is not used very often anymore. Everybody has their own house. Who is hospitable? We don't have time to be hospitable. We're working three jobs. We need to learn hospitality. Remember what the Bible says, that in being hospitable, people entertained angels. We saw that in Genesis, I believe the 18th chapter. Bless them that persecute you. Bless them and don't curse. Yes, bless them. Ask the Lord to give them a future and a hope, those who persecute you. Rejoice with them who rejoices. Weep with them that weep. In other words, we are to be for people and count them more than ourselves. If they're rejoicing, we need to rejoice with them. If they're weeping, we need to weep with them and pray that they get out of the experience of weeping. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Again, God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise, and he uses the weak of the world. That's why we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice of praise. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. Yes, peacefully with all women. Not fighting, not being at each other's neck, to be peaceable. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with truth. Yes. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So very important that, you know, your enemies, you need to forgive your enemies, people who owe you things, you know, you need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. I need to forgive them. Chapter 13, verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another hath fulfilled the law. Yes, Jesus said to love one another as I have loved you. For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. If there are any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the saving name, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And as Jesus said, that we are to love our neighbor the way he loved them unto death.
love works no ill to his neighbor. Love doesn't curse the neighbor. Love doesn't be jealous of the neighbor. Love doesn't hate the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If we love, we are fulfilling the law. Now, I'm not saying that we should be doormats for people. No, don't be a doormat, but be a lover. Care for people. Care for people that you wouldn't care for in the natural. That knowing the time that now is at hand, this is very interesting because this is verse 11, and this is what converted St. Augustine. He was in his courtyard, and he heard a voice, take and read, and this is what he read. And that knowing the time that now is the high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, darkness. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife, not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. This very scripture was the scripture that changed Augustine. Yes, that the night was far spent, darkness. The day is at hand, the day of the Lord. Let us cast off all the darkness. Let us put on the armor of light, Augustine. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and not in drunkenness, Augustine, and me too. Not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Augustine was completely transformed by that scripture. Do you know that scripture transforms people because it is led by the Spirit of God? Do you know that scripture transforms people because it is led by the Spirit of God? Augustine heard the voice, take and read. And this is what he got. This beautiful scripture starting with Romans 12:11. Knowing the time now is high time to awake from your sleep, Augustine. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. I tell you, the Bible speaks words to us that we should hear in our spirits. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. When you are being condemned, you speak that word out. There are no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. We do chapter 14. To the person that is weak in faith, receive him, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believes that he may eat anything and all things. Another who is weak can only eat herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that doesn't eat. Let not him which doesn't eat judge him that eats, for God hath received him. Who are you that judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regards the day regards it for the Lord. He that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord. He that gives God thanks in the eating. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and gives God thanks. For none of us live for ourselves. No man dies for himself. Or whether we live or whether we die, we live or die for the Lord. We live or die for the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. You see, this whole thing of being the Lord's, of offering our bodies the living sacrifice of praise, which is our reasonable worship, this is so important. It's not only accepting Jesus. It's giving our bodies up as the living sacrifice of praise, which is our reasonable service. But not only that, we belong to the Lord, and everything we do is for the Lord. You might say, I eat for the Lord. Yes, I drink for the Lord. Yes, I preach for the Lord. With His grace, with His grace, with His grace. For to this end Christ both died and rose from the dead, that He might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Jesus is Lord of the dead and the living. Why? Because He died and rose from the dead. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Yes, we are going to give an account to God, all the good and all the bad and all the lukewarm things we did. And it's not going to be that I'm going to say it with my mouth. It's going to flash before us. Oh, yes, but we have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. We have to remember that. Forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Augustine is a saint, and yet he was an adulterer or a fornicator. He had an illegitimate child. He was into getting drunk. But you see, God forgave Augustine through the blood of Jesus. So what have we learned today? We are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise, which is our spiritual worship, and which is our reasonable worship. Why? Because we are the sons and daughters of God. Because there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Why else? That the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. What about gifts? We are not to be jealous of the gifts that people have received. We are to employ the gift that God has given us, and it's for the Lord. The gifts are given for the edification of the church, of the body. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. In other words, Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel. We need to say yes to Jesus Christ every day. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh, where? In the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I truly need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. We have not even started to pay October's bills. You see, if we don't pay our bills, I go off the air. And I am not going to run into debt. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Pray for Mr. Trump, not only today, but every day. Father, in the name of Jesus, bestow your spirit upon him that he would work in the power of God for the sake of this country. We ask this in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.